Who's the best team that Alabama's beat this year?
Texas A&M.
And who's the second best team?
Missouri.
And the third best team is ranked where?
Number 53.
So Alabama this year has played and defeated two top 50 teams.
And both at home.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
NFL Week 9 kicks off tonight with a battle of the Bay Area as the 49ers host the Raiders. San Fran, right now, if you go to pregame.com and go to the game center, the 49ers currently a pick'em. Now it's moved to a pick'em with the change of quarterback. That odd has just changed in the last couple of minutes when the announcement was made. Nick Mullins now under center. RJ, how does that change the Vegas perspective on Raiders-Niners tonight?
You got to love live radio, right? Podcasts are fun. Live radio, in the middle of him telling you the line, he goes, there are one, pick them it is. That's live, baby. And he's right. The game center up a pregame, live for free. You can watch the lines move. Fez, we watched this one move about 20 minutes ago. At the time, there was uncertainty about Beathard, but we weren't sure. 49ers were favored by 2.5. Boom, the announcement happens, 20 minutes or so, crashes the pick'em. That implies, though Beathard has not been good the last couple games, it implies that the move to Mullins is a fairly significant downgrade in the eyes of Vegas.
Yes, so it's beyond more than 2.5 points, because think about this. San Francisco's favored by 2.5 with a crippled Beathard who's got a wrist
problem. So like a half hour ago, the assumptions were Beathard, very questionable. He could play, maybe not. If he does, he's not going to be 100%. And then, so let's just say less than Beathard healthy and certain. And then even from that uncertainty to not playing is a 2.5 point move.
And it's yes, and it certainly feels like it may be a little bit of an overreaction because Beathard wasn't going to be up. But maybe Mullins is really that bad. I don't know.
and in a way that, I think, is the key point of this game. Thursday Night Football, 49ers, Raiders, is probably the most complex handicap of this NFL season. Here's why. Thursday in general, very complex. Why? Half as much time to prepare than a typical game. 3 days instead of 6. Off, right? Number two, that half preparation time means the road team and the travel is super complex. How much do you discount or penalize the road team because they got such limited time and a chunk of that's being taken up by the travel itself? Also, how well do the teams know each other is always an issue on Thursday. More familiar teams, the lack of prep time is not a big of a deal. What's the coaching style of these coaches? If it's a very complex offense with complex game plans, the limited amount of time hurts, whereas if it's less complex, doesn't hurt as much. That's just Thursday in general. Now you throw in the complexity, what is the travel? Driving across the bridge? So now you got to say, how much do we discount the negative of Thursday travel for the road team when they're not really traveling? Then you throw in the quarterback. Who was going to quarterback just a half hour ago? We didn't know. How much do you downgrade Beathard if he plays and hurt? Now, an unknown at the professional level. Boy, that's complex. Then you throw in motivation, because the average fan is going to say, oh, the Raiders, they're selling off so many key players. And who's to say how motivated they are? I think that when the conversation begins about a team's dumping, is when they probably don't dump because they feel like they're being watched. So if anything, if you've got Gruden in front of the press saying, we're not dumping, we're playing hard, everyone wants to play for the Raiders, or a lot of people do, then if his team goes out and lays an egg, that's going to be something personal to Gruden. Now, on the other hand, you have Shanahan, a coach that we somehow bought into, this Shanahan's mighty good. Well, he might be a good offensive coordinator. I think at this point, we got to move Shanahan into the unproven category. Last 31 games without Jimmy G, the 49ers, are 2-29. Think about that. one more loss, it'd be tantamount, commensurate with 2 1-15 seasons. If a team goes 1-15 once, that's like one of the worst seasons in the history of football. To go 1-15 two straight years is like the Browns. And before that, no team has ever gone 2 years with only two wins. But other than Jimmy G coming in and saving the day, that's how bad the 49ers have been.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Alabama at LSU this Saturday. The consensus among most experts and mainstream media is that Alabama is unbeatable. We'll see if Vegas agrees, but first, here's FSR's own Clay Travis on the Crimson Tide.
The only team that can beat Alabama, I believe, is Alabama. That is, if Tua gets hurt, that is, if they go out and play an awful game.
Okay, so that from Clay is the consensus mainstream media position. I'm not certain it's wrong, but I'm far from certain it's right. Brad Powers, all the college knowledge, let me ask you this question. Who's the best team that Alabama's beat this year?
Texas A&M.
And who's the second best team?
Missouri.
And the third best team is ranked where?
Number 53.
So Alabama this year has played and defeated two top 50 teams.
And both at home.
Now, none of this means, like Muhammad Ali, when he was Cassius Clay before his first fight, Muhammad Ali hadn't beaten anyone, but he was still Cassius Clay / Muhammad Ali. Alabama could be the best football team of all time in college. Could be.
Yep.
But I'm saying we're extrapolating, we're speculating from a very limited sample size of competitive games and from the fact that Saban's Saban and from the fact that Bama has the talent they have, but they have that every year. And we don't often think, I don't think we've ever thought they were the best team in the history of college football. So I am certain Alabama is one of the top five teams in the country. I'm almost 70% certain, 80% they're the best team in the country. I am very uncertain they're as good as the market thinks.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And keep in mind, after Alabama started getting priced like this historically great team, that's the last 5 weeks. You'd be a loser if you've been betting on Alabama against the spread the last five games. They're only 2-3 against the number.
Now think about that. And this is one of our founding concepts, guys. If the whole world thinks a team is great, it's going to be mighty hard to make money backing that team. Why? Because a guy like Freddie Fanny Pack, who's he? He bets parlays. He has a fanny pack. He keeps his tickets in. And he eats deep fried Twinkies on a stick as he's walking down Fremont Street. That guy is going to want Alabama because I hear they're about as good as anyone ever been. Well, it's hard to imagine that guy's going to make money. But when you bet a team like Bama a bunch, hey, there might be spots Bama is going to be a good bet. But if you're betting that best team every week, you're betting with Freddie Fanny Pack. And I'm guessing, Brad, Haystack Hank.
Oh, Haystack Hank loves them Crimson Tide. I'll tell you. 14.5, forget it. They win by 4 touchdowns here against LSU. Roll Tide.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Now, Trends of the Week on Straight Outta Vegas.
All right, we're going to start in the NFL. And Fez, let's start with you. You've got a trend that applies to the Steelers and how they play against divisional opponents.
Yeah, so if the Steelers are in division and they're an underdog, they have a phenomenal against the spread record, 20 wins, 7 losses, and there were 2 pushes as well. And what I really like about this trend, RJ, it makes a lot of sense. Steelers sometimes questionable motivation, come up flat for certain games. Well, you're not going to be flat when you're an underdog in a division game.
Wow, that's good. Steve Fezzik there. Great presentation. And that's the logic. It's the numbers, 20 winners, 7 losers. That's fairly good, but the logic is there. Steelers need motivation. Dog in division is a inherent motivation.
And I gave this out on the Tuesday Straight Out of Vegas show, early release, Steelers +3, and it is dropping. So now or never to get a +3 on the Steelers.
Yeah, if you like the Steelers, you probably want to play early. I like the Steelers too. NFL trend number 2, and this is historic. The Chicago Bears in the last 30 years have been a double-digit road favorite. They're favored by 10 at Buffalo one other time in 30 years. Now, Brad, you are the best, I think, at taking these outlier, these historic numbers and handicapping with that reality. How do you approach it?
Well, I think first and foremost, it identifies a lot of times a market overreaction because you're dealing with an outlier number. So I like to play against it a lot, that big time overreaction, more often than not blindly, but a lot of times.
And so in this case, we're saying Chicago's not used to being a big road favorite. That has pitfalls, thus you're looking to fade Chicago.
Exactly.
And I agree. I like the Bills. We'll probably be touching on that game in tomorrow's show, Pick Palooza.
Guys, what about trends of the week in college football, including the big one, LSU hosting Alabama?
So if you're looking to back LSU this week, I got a 66-1 trend in your favor. LSU's last 67 home games. Only one time LSU has lost by more than two touchdowns. One time out of 67. If you want to back LSU, you got a 66-1. And in fact, they've only lost that one time by more than 10 points. Only one time by more than 10 points for LSU. 66-1.
So you're saying of all those 66, they haven't lost by more than two touchdowns at home. They didn't lose by double digits in any of those games.
Correct.
Now, listen, guys. The given here is Bama is an especially good team. But boy, that's a sign LSU doesn't let games get away from them if they can help it at home.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, here comes the world premiere, Pick Graffiti. Now, I'm going to let Jonas control the board.
Damn straight.
That way I can blame him if this doesn't go so well.
All right, here we go. George in Los Angeles. George, your pick and why?
Yes, I'm picking the Rams because the Saints have a porous defense and the dome is optimal conditions for the Rams offense.
Ooh, that's strong from George. That is strong. George, call back again next week. Here's the thinking, right? You might think, well, the Saints, so good on the or so good home field. True, and they're going to have the crowd. But the turf, the idea of speed mattering and all the things, you know, the greatest show on turf kind of mentality, boy, that Rams offense, Fez, I think benefits from that.
I think George has set a standard. This is something no one's talking about, but I do think a case can be made for artificial turf will benefit the Rams.
You know, I'm actually writing this down. This is a good point. And number two, he mentioned the Saints. They won the coin flip against Baltimore. They won a game maybe statistically says they shouldn't have won against Minnesota. Two turnovers were key. One return for a touchdown. One almost a right, Fez?
Almost a fumble six.
Exactly. But we're just thinking, oh, look how good the record is. Colin had him number one, the Saints, in his hierarchy, but they could have easily lost the last two games. By the way, last thing that makes this pick sharp, today the Rams actually got steamed by the professionals. That is a good – maybe we should just quit. I don't know if we're going to do any better. Jonas, should we keep going?
Let's keep going.
All right.
Tim in Spokane. Tim, your pick and why?
Okay, my pick is I'm Spokane via Baton Rouge. I'm going with LSU. Now, I'm not going to cover. I'm going for the outward win. They said we couldn't do it to Miami. We did it. They said we couldn't do it to Auburn. We did it. They said we couldn't do it to Georgia. We did it. This is going to be no different. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Our defense is going to stop them. LSU for the win with a last-second field goal, just like they did it before.
Okay, not as good. Now, I think buried in there, there's some logic, which is there's something intrinsically about LSU that's being underrated.
Yep.
So the idea that, hey, you've underrated us before, maybe you're not seeing the truth of our team. I think there's a little something there. Brad, what do you think the marketplace has been missing with LSU?
I think a lot of it has to do with their new quarterback, Joe Burrow. Stats say one thing, meaning he's about a 50% type of completion percentage, but the confidence he has in that huddle each and every week, I don't think LSU's had that in the huddle at quarterback in the last 10 years.
All right, and by the way, guys, he went a little long there, right? Lawrence should have cut him. We're ruthless here. Because it's valuable airtime. One sentence in the analysis. Fez, last thing.
I do think if you bet LSU either to win straight up or with the points, I'd consider parlaying them to the under. I can't see LSU scoring more than 27 points in this game.
So the logic there is, think of how the kind of game that Alabama covers. Think about the kind of game LSU covers. That LSU scenario is likely to be low scoring. Thus, by parlaying them with the under, hey, sometimes LSU would win and cover in an over, but more times than not, it'd be LSU and under. We call that correlation.
You are listening to Pit Graffiti here on Straight Outta Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. Next, we go to Bakersfield, California, where Craig is with us. Craig, your pick and why?
Rams over the Saints. You can't stop Gurley and the wide receivers. One or the other.
Ooh, now that's good and succinct. Now, the only thing I don't like about that analysis is you could say that about the Rams every week. So we could have recorded that. And then if we didn't have enough callers, we could have just said, oh, someone here for the Rams game. You can't stop Gurley. Can't stop. But I think in a macro sense, that's why the Rams have one of the best, if not best, offense in the NFL, is you're multiple, is what Mike Lombardi calls it. You can't stop. If you got to stop both the run and the pass, and it's very hard to do that in the modern NFL.
You know, the Saints do have a really good rush defense. I'm going to predict they do stop Gurley. The question is, can they stop the passing attack?
And here's what people don't know about Goff. The jump from his rookie year to his second year was gigantic. Some say the jump from last year to this year has been just as big. Goff is much improved even this year.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.